إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فيا إخوتي وأخواتي الكرام أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله تعالى فقد قال عز وجل يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. My beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, I remind you and myself, first and foremost, to have the taqwa, the khashya, the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal. And today, my beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, I would like to speak to you about the noble status of knowledge and education, and the high purpose and the high aims of education in the sharia of Allah. Allah Azza wa Jal, He says, يَرْفَعِ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَالَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمَ دَرَجَاتٍ. Allah, He raises high those who have faith and those who have been given ilm. He raises them darajat. He raises them in status, in honor. He raises them in closeness to Him. This is because those who are endowed with knowledge, they know how to obey Allah Azza wa Jal. As the ulama say, Allah cannot be obeyed through ignorance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He commands us to seek knowledge. He commands us to be with the people of knowledge. He says, إِنَّمَا يَخْشَ اللَّهَ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ الْعُلَمَاء. It is only those with knowledge who have been endowed with knowledge. It is only those who have fear of Allah. It is through the knowledge of Allah's names and attributes that we can truly fear Him. As Ibn al-Qayyim, he said, those who truly know Allah are the ones who call on Him by His names and attributes. So it is by knowledge that we are raised in rank. Not only us, but nations. It is through knowledge that nations are raised in rank to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, مَنْ سَلَكَ طَرِيقًا فِي طَلَبِ الْعِلْمِ سَهَّلَ اللَّهُ لَهُ طَرِيقًا إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ. The Prophet ﷺ, he said that whoever goes out on a path seeking knowledge, then Allah will ease his way to paradise. This is because one who seeks knowledge, he is able to obey Allah in all affairs in his life. Anybody who seeks to carry out an action, an act of worship, he must first know knowledge. He must first understand the fiqh of that act of worship before he can carry it out. One who wishes to pray, but he doesn't know the arkan of salah or the shurut, to face the qibla or to perform wudu, or how to recite Quran in the salah, will his prayer be accepted? It cannot be accepted. One who wishes to carry out the sawm, the fasting in Ramadan, but he doesn't know the nullifiers of sawm, and he doesn't know when to begin and end, then can his fasting be accepted? It will not be accepted by Allah Azza wa Jal. And one who wishes to pay zakat, but he doesn't know who to give it to, and he doesn't know how much to give, his zakat will not be accepted. And of course the hajj, without knowing the manasik of hajj, one's actions in hajj will not be accepted by Allah Azza wa Jal. So here we see, beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, that all of our pillars of worship are based upon and founded upon knowledge. Even the shahada, bearing witness to the oneness of Allah, we have to learn the meaning of aqidah, the meaning of tawheed, in order for us to truly bear witness to the oneness of Allah and obey His Messenger. My beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, for this reason, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has commanded us to seek knowledge. He said, طَلَبُ الْعِلْمِ فَرِيدَةٌ عَلَى كُلِّ مُسْلِمٍ. The seeking of knowledge is obligatory upon every believer. Every believer must seek knowledge in order to truly worship Allah Azza wa Jalla. And indeed, through knowledge and education, nations are brought high and nations are successful. As one of the scholars, an educationalist, he was asked, "Tell us about the future prospects of this nation." He said, "Show me their educational system and I'll tell you about their future. Show me how they teach and raise their children, how they imbue values and instill values in their children, and I will tell you where their future will be." So this is why Islam has commanded us to be an ummah of knowledge, the ummah of iqra. The first word, read in the name of your Lord. We should be the ummah of most advanced in all forms and aspects of knowledge. And it is through this knowledge that we will progress as a community and we will achieve success as individuals with Allah Azza wa Jalla. My beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, it is through knowledge and obedience to Allah through this knowledge that we achieve true happiness. True happiness in this world and in the next. Ibn al-Qayyim, he says, حَيْثُ الْمَصْلَحَةَ فَثَمَّ شَرَعَ اللَّهُ. Wherever there is benefit, we find the sharia of Allah. When we learn about our religion, what Allah has taught, what the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, what they have taught is for the benefit of humanity, for our benefit as individuals, so that we can purify ourselves, so that we can be true servants of Allah. Because the human being, we've been created for a high destiny, not just to chase the desires of this world, but to purify ourselves and to fulfill ubudiyyah to Allah, to fulfill worship of Allah. This is the high destiny that the child of Adam has been created for. But how few pay heed. And that is why we must seek knowledge in order that we fulfill this destiny for which Allah has created us. My beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, it is through knowledge that we attain khashya. We attain the fear and the taqwa of Allah. One who does not know Allah and does not know His power, how can he have fear of Him? How can he have true khashya of Him? This is why Allah says, إِنَّمَا يَخْشَى اللَّهَ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ الْعُلَمَاء. Those who know Allah, they have khashya. Those who know His names and attributes and reflect on His signs, they have true khashya of Allah. And it is through this knowledge that we can obey Allah. It is through this knowledge that we will fulfill our obedience to Allah Azza wa Jalla. My beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, our obedience to Allah, it must be in all spheres of life. And this is why we must seek knowledge of the religion of Allah in all spheres of life. How to conduct business, how to deal with our spouses, our children, how to deal with those in authority over us. Because Allah has commanded us to obey Allah in all spheres. Allah says to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, قُلْ إِنَّ الصَّلَاتِ وَنُسُكِ وَمَحْيَايَ وَمَمَاتِ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Our lives, we must conduct all of our affairs in the way that is pleasing to Allah Azza wa Jalla. My beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, another noble aim of knowledge is to instill the Muslim identity in our hearts. In order to imbue the love for our history and for our heroes, the Sahaba and the Ulama, those who carried this religion, by the grace of Allah it has reached us in this faraway land by them. So by learning about our tradition, our history, this builds our identity and our love for our religion. Also, my beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, from the role of knowledge in the life of a believer is to perfect his character. In order for him to perfect his akhlaq, the Prophet ﷺ, he said, إِنَّمَا بُعِثْتُ لِأُتَمِّمَ مَكَارِمَ الْأَخْلَاقِ. I have only been sent لِأُتَمِّمَ, to perfect character. إِنَّمَا, this is حَصَر in Arabic, the aim of his message was to perfect the character of believers. So through learning about the seerah of the Prophet. How he kept patient when people choked him, they demanded money from him, he kept sabr. How the munafiqeen, they played tricks against him, but he kept sabr, and he dealt with them wisely. How the Prophet was generous, kind to women and children. We learn these noble characteristics. We perfect our akhlaq through learning about them. We learn about how to correct our intention to be sincere to Allah Azza wa Jalla. My beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, the knowledge that we must seek, it is not only religious knowledge. Yes, it is important. In fact, it is foundational that we know the knowledge of religion. But we are also commanded to seek all aspects of knowledge in order for our ummah to progress. Any knowledge that we have in the hands of the Muslims is strengthening the ummah. Any knowledge that we obtain, if we raise our children to use that knowledge in obedience to Allah, if we raise a child to be an engineer or a doctor or a scholar, but he uses that knowledge to obey Allah and to strengthen the ummah, then this is part of what has been commanded in seeking knowledge. This is part of what Allah has commanded us to seek. In fact, Allah says, وَسَخَّرَ لَكُمْ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. He has made everything submissive to human beings. Everything in this world was created for us, but with one condition, that we use it in Allah's obedience. That we use it when we fear Allah, when we use what He has created. Whatever knowledge Allah has given us, we don't use it to oppress others. We don't use it to wrong others. But we use it to better society, to better humanity. And this is what our history has shown. How Muslims, when they were the most advanced technologically, they produced medicine, they produced sciences that helped humanity. This is how the scholar, in whatever field he's in, he uses his knowledge in the service and obedience of Allah Azza wa Jal. In fact, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he commanded us to be strong, and he wanted the believers to be strong with knowledge. He said, "Al-mu'minu al-qawi khayrun wa ahabba ila Allah min al-mu'min al-da'if." The strong believer, he is more beloved and better in the sight of Allah than the weak believer. وَفِي كُلٍّ خَيْرٍ. But both of them are good. So the Prophet ﷺ, he commanded us to be strong. As an ummah, as individuals, we strengthen ourselves with knowledge so that we can obey Allah using that knowledge. We can strengthen the community. We can strengthen our ummah. بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى. One of the scholars in Syria, he said, إِذَا كُنْتَ تُرِيدَ الدُّنْيَا فَعَلَيْكَ بِالْعِلْمِ وَإِذَا كُنْتَ تُرِيدُ الْآخِرَةَ فَعَلَيْكَ بِالْعِلْمِ وَإِذَا كُنْتَ تُرِيدُهُمَا مَعًا فَعَلَيْكَ بِالْعِلْمِ. If you want the world and the worldly provisions, then seek knowledge. It's through knowledge that we attain these things. But then he said, if you want the akhirah with Allah, you want success in the afterlife, true success, then you must seek knowledge. Because knowledge is how we obey Allah. And he said, if you want the worldly life and the akhirah, then you must seek knowledge. So in all cases, we must seek knowledge. It is through knowledge and education that we will be successful as a community. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم يا فوز المستغفرين استغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا أما بعد. My beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, all of us are shepherds. Every one of us are shepherds, as the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said. كلكم راعٍ وكلكم مسعود عن رعيته. The father, he's a shepherd in his house. His duty is to teach his family, his wife, his children, to teach them about the principles of Islam, to imbue in them the morals of Tawheed, of being faithful, of holding on to faith, in these difficult times, when holding on to faith is like holding on to a hot coal, the father, he's responsible in his home to bring the faith, to bring the religion into his house. And the mother, she's responsible over her children to teach them, to read them good stories, to protect them from the media, to protect them from television and the internet, to give them true stories of true heroes to be proud of. How noble is it for a woman, a mother, to read stories of the Sahaba to her children, instead of these make-believe stories that they have? How much more beautiful is it to read a story about Aisha or Salama than to read a story about Cinderella, somebody who doesn't even exist? This is something noble that every woman can practice in her home. My beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, we must teach our children, we must teach our students, for the teachers here, we must teach them to hold on to the faith, the tawheed of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Because as you know, there's a great effort being made to lead them astray, to lead them, to give them other heroes, the singers and actresses and actors. There's a great effort being made to remove their identity, to remove their love for Islam and replace it with love for material objects, for materialism. So this is our duty as shepherds. The father is a shepherd, the mother is a shepherd, everyone is a shepherd over those underneath his responsibility. And my beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, we see now the days ahead of us. There are many kids are on vacation, many students are away from school, and we should take advantage of these days. Hassan al-Basri, he said, "O child of Adam, you are nothing but a number of days. Every day that goes by, part of you has left you." So these days that are here in the summer, we should seize them, seize the opportunity to get closer to Allah, to learn and to teach, to memorize the Qur'an. This is what we should do for our children. خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ وَعَلَّمَ. We should take these days and have sessions with our children to learn the meanings of the Qur'an, to learn about the seerah of the Prophet ﷺ. Who is this beloved messenger that we follow? Learn about his akhlaq, learn about his characteristics with his family, his kindness, his noble seerah in Shama'in. We can take these days to learn about the rulings of worship, to learn how to obey Allah in Salah. How many women and children and even men, they don't know the fiqh of Tahara. They don't know how to properly purify themselves. And so how can any of their acts of worship be accepted if they haven't learned to purify themselves? So these days of summer, this is an opportunity for all of us, an opportunity to learn, to spend it seeking knowledge, to spend it in devotion to the knowledge that has reached us from the Sahaba. May Allah be pleased with them. The Prophet ﷺ said, "مَنْ يُرِدِ اللَّهُ بِهِ خَيْرًا يُفَقِّهُ فِي الدِّينِ." If Allah loves good for a people, if Allah loves good for a people, does He give them wealth? Does He give them, open up the doors of the dunya for them? This is not what the Prophet ﷺ said. He said, if Allah loves good for you, if He loves good for a person, He gives him fiqh. He gives him understanding. He gives him knowledge. This is the greatest blessing that anyone can achieve. And my beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, I'll close with a story, beautiful story, of a student and a teacher from amongst the Sahaba. Zayd ibn Thabit, he was one of the noble and elders of the Sahaba. He was a scholar of fara'id, of inheritance. And one of his students was a young boy, Ibn Abbas. Ibn Abbas, the nephew of the Prophet ﷺ. The one whom the Prophet ﷺ made dua for. He said, "Allahumma faqihhu fi ddeen wa alimhu ta'weel." Oh Allah, teach him the fiqh of the religion and interpretation of things. So Ibn Abbas, he used to come to the door of Zayd ibn Thabit. If he found the door open, he would go in and learn. If he found the door closed, Ibn Abbas would lay down and wait for his teacher. He would sleep there and wait for his teacher. He didn't want to knock. So Zayd ibn Thabit, one day he came out And he found Ibn Abbas at his doorstep. He said, "Yeah, Ibn Abbas, why didn't you tell me? Why didn't you call for me?" Ibn Abbas, he said, "I didn't want to disturb you. I didn't want to create difficulty for you." So then when Zayd would come out and ride on his mount, Ibn Abbas would bring it closer for him and help him up. And Zayd would say, "You don't have to do this." And Ibn Abbas, he said, "This is what we were taught to do with our teachers, to help them and respect them." And then Zayd would take Ibn Abbas's hand and kiss his hand. And Ibn Abbas, he said, "Why do you do this?" He said, "This is how we were taught to do with the family of Rasulullah." You see, the love for the teacher, for his student. And the love for the student, for his teacher. This is the noble example of our Sahaba. This is why they achieved true success. Because they were devoted to the knowledge. They learned it and spread it to all the ends of the earth. They went out to every corner of the earth. And by the grace of Allah, we see together in this beloved masjid, this blessed masjid, faces from all corners of the earth. This is by the grace of those who are devoted to knowledge and education and teaching. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us of those who are devoted to knowledge. إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد وارضي عن الخلفاء الراشدين أبو بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وعن التابعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات اللهم انصر الإسلام وعز المسلمين اللهم رد المسلمين إلى دينك ردا جميلا اللهم فقهنا في الدين وعلمنا التأويل يا أكرم الأكرمين يا عليم يا غفور اللهم اغفر لنا جميعا اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا ولمن علمنا يا أكرم الأكرمين اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله عباد الله أذكر الله ذكرا كثيرا وأقيم الصلاة